Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Year.
Yeah.
And now Diana Rossini is saying it, and so is ESPN. They put out an article today on mid-season awards, and they went with Mike Tomlin as their coach of the year at the halfway point. Mike's never won it, and I think if he were to get it, it would be because they want to give him a lifetime achievement award based on what other coaches are doing right now, which I think he's done a good job. I would admit, and I'm doing this between gritted teeth because I've been such a harsh critic, but I can't deny the fact that he's done a pretty good job this year. So he's in the conversation for me.
So when we talked about doing this topic, see, what I don't want you to do is, because in Judge Donnie I was tasked with arguing the affirmative for him.
Yes.
That you then say, well, wait a minute, if you don't say that today, you argued this in Judge Donnie is its own self-contained apparatus here. Can we at least agree on that?
Its own self-contained apparatus.
What happens
that
on
sounds
Judge,
like something Tomlin would say.
What happens on Judge Donnie stays on Judge Donnie.
Okay.
I don't think if I had a vote, I would actually vote for him for Coach of the Year. So I think it's hard to do a couple things in the NFL. Win big with a rookie quarterback. Win with a quarterback that hasn't really won elsewhere at any point in their career, like a journeyman, right? So I do think there are two guys, one of whom we'll see this weekend, who are doing that. Dan Quinn is winning with a rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels. You can argue that Dan Quinn was just piloting the ship that happens to have a guy who has been very precocious, and that Cliff Kingsbury, their offensive coordinator, if anybody, should like win an award on that staff for like doing such a good job to help this guy transition into the pros. So that's one guy. And then I think you still have to actually look at Kevin O'Connell doing what he's done with Sam Darnold as being extremely impressive.
They're 6-2, just like the Steelers.
Right. And so, and there again, he's benefiting from the fact that he also has a guy who probably should be a head coach in the league right now on his staff in Flores. And that defense is just vicious looking. But it is eye-opening what O'Connell's done with a guy in Sam Darnold who has never really had sustained success anywhere. What I'm going to say, though, is that Tomlin would probably be in my top three or four right now. He might be third or fourth. What I think is very impressive about him, and I think it's something that you and I take for granted, we're in this fishbowl. We look at everything he does like it's under a magnifying glass. You know, we just take it down to the absolute nth degree, which people like Diana Rossini, frankly, do not do because they are covering every team in the league. But what he has done that I think we cannot lose sight of is this. With a quarterback that now we all know, and it looks like he was right to feel this way about him, in Justin Fields, was always his backup, was never seen as a true, like, well, this guy could have been the starter easily. He always viewed him as backup to Russell Wilson. He started the season by winning on the road against Atlanta, a team that's now 6-3. By winning on the road against Denver, a team I don't really believe in, but a team that does have a good defense and is 5-4 and would be in the playoffs if they ended today. And then by coming home and being the only team all season so far to score 20 points on the Los Angeles Chargers and beat them. Now, we would normally, you and I say, and a lot of his critics would say, well, he lost to Indy. How the hell did he not have a plan for Joe Flacco? Like, why did they just turtle in that game?
Very true.
It is true. And we would also say you are a defensive coach with a very highly compensated defense that gets paid nine figures when everybody is healthy.
And you lost to Dallas.
How on earth did you blow a late lead that Fields got you against Dallas? Also true. But because there is such an automatic temptation here with this guy to focus on those two negatives, I think I would be remiss if I didn't point out that those three wins to start the season with their backup quarterback are very impressive wins. Not one of those teams is a bad team. What happened in each of those games is, to varying degrees, the Steelers, mainly because of their defense, made them look bad. They made Cousins look terrible. They made Knicks look like a total rookie and probably should have won that game by a lot more. And they knocked Herbert out of the game. Now, Herbert came in a little bit hobbled, granted, but they still KO'd him and got him out of there. Like, I have to give him credit for, with his backup quarterback, scoring three very impressive wins. And then the other thing is, too, the reason I would have him very high, one of the major things since Ben retired we have, I think, accurately said about him is he has no feel for quarterbacks. He has done a very bad job at pulling those levers. He pulled the exact right one at the exact right time this year. They're 2-0 with Russell Wilson, and I think Russell Wilson being the way he's been is the main reason people think that they could actually make some noise this year. Like, it takes guts to do some of the stuff he's done this year, and you have to be a good coach to win some of the games with the guy he eventually sent to the bench. He is doing a very good job.
If they were to, let's say they win 12 games, mm-hmm. and they win the division, they somehow do better than Baltimore, but they don't do as well as Kansas City. And so they go 12-5.
Number two seed or so, what?
Yeah. Like, okay. Let's say they go 12-5.
Okay.
And they end up playing. Let's say they end up playing.
It'd be like Broncos or Chargers or maybe Bengals.
Let's say they play the Chargers.
Yep.
In the first round of the playoffs. And now Herbert isn't playing half a football on a bad ankle. He's completely healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And they lose that game.
I'll be disappointed. I'll
of course,
this.
We'll all be disappointed.
I will consider that not good enough.
Okay, that's what I was just going to ask you.
No, because they would be favored in that game. They would have much closer to a push at quarterback than they've ever had.
So really what that says is it doesn't matter if Mike Tomlin wins Coach of the Year. It doesn't matter if they win 11 or 12 games. If they don't win a playoff game, it negates everything that he did in the regular season. That's how you feel.
It does for me.
Me too.
Because I think he's got a quarterback now that can allow you to feel that way. There were times where I still did feel in the last couple of years like him making it and dragging these teams in was impressive in and of itself. I don't feel that way anymore. You went to Russell Wilson. Your offense suddenly looks transformed. That was the thing holding you up. Now do it. It would make it even worse if he lost to the Chargers in your hypothetical. I know they knocked Herbert out, and Herbert was playing really well till he got knocked out. But there's no guarantee they wouldn't have won that game even with Herbert in. You know what he's also done really well? Made a lot of adjustments at halftime, and they've been a terrific, usually team at
now,
closing games out.
Conversely, if they got in by the skin of their teeth, went 10-7, and had to go on the road and play the Bills in the first round and won.
Better season than 12-5 and lose to
yes.
Chargers. I mean, he is here ultimately. You're asking how will people locally judge him, and it's based on if you get to the playoffs, then what happens when you get there? Completely. But this is an award. I'm trying to have the discussion through the lens that it's actually given, you know, the award's given. How is his team in the regular season? So far, he's done a very good job and actually made me more optimistic that he can win a playoff game.
Donnie, you might know this. The year that the Red Sox lost to the Yankees in the playoffs, the year before they won the World Series,
03.
Was Grady Little the manager of the year that season and he got fired?
Oh, let me look. I don't know that off the top of my head.
I think he might have been. Where they
can find it faster, me or Donnie?
He blew it so bad. And they prioritized the playoffs over the regular season so much that he still got fired.
It was not
Jack
him. Jack McKeon.
Okay, Jack.
Oh, yeah, and the Marlins.
Well, wait a minute. There's got to be an AL and NL.
Oh, no, he was AL manager of the year.
He was?
No. He was fourth.
In the voting.
Tony Pena.
Kansas City?
Yeah.
They had a good year.
Ron
that year.
Gardenhire. Ken Maka.
Okay, never mind then. I was going to say that maybe there was. Tomlin's not getting fired either way, but I'm just saying.
Man, there are some names on this list.
I think we've gotten to a point with him where the regular season is so insignificant compared to the playoffs. And so much stock is put in those playoff games that even winning one of them counts for like 20 regular season wins.
I think it does.
He just needs that playoff win so bad because it's been so long.
He also, I think, needs it. It also counts that much because I think unless you somehow get Denver in the first round, which I guess could happen, but I'm not betting that they're going to hang around. Chances are in the AFC, you're going to have to beat a very good quarterback in any playoff game because just look at the way the conference stacks up. Here's one thing I will say he has convinced me of this year that I attach to him as a super negative trait, and I actually think now it's become very situation dependent. I think as long as he has a quarterback that he actually trusts and respects, like he clearly does Wilson, you would agree, right? He will let the guy open the offense up. You and I think, said, does this guy even want to play good offense? And I think a lot of people agreed with us. Like, you'd look at him and be like, what the hell? Does he even like offense? He does. But he only wants it on his terms, and that's only if he trusts the guy running the show.
Fan Outlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumber.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Being an HVAC provider for over 50 years, we are 15 minutes away from PM Team Power Rankings. Two power rankings today, two for the price of one. Best rookie quarterbacks of the last 20 years.
Wait, who's doing the rankings?
I am.
So,
best rookie quarterbacks of the last 20
that's
years.
That's yours.
Yep.
And then
current Pittsburgh athletes that would make the best precedent.
Who's doing that one?
All of us. That's a bonus one. Hey, TRT, fans want us to talk politics, Malzi.
Yeah, but this
at 5:30.
That's not TRT.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm sensing that that's maybe something we need
doing
more of.
They're right now, though. Najee's New Deal has nudged back ahead. This
is
closer
right?
than Casey and McCormick, Pony.
Have they made up their minds on that?
No,
I heard that
still,
might not
still
happen until...
There.
Well, we got to hold off. That might be 5:30.
What, not Wrong Way Rob Matzy?
Okay, that could come up at 5:30, too, if it wins. Here is Ryan on the fan. Hold on here. As my phone screen on the road here is shut down. Donnie, if you could bring Ryan up for me, I'd appreciate that. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
Pony, I got a question for you. Before you guys went to break,
yes.
You said that Mike Tomlin badly needs a playoff win.
Yep.
And I simply just want to ask you, why do you think that? I mean, I agree in most situations, any coach that hasn't won a playoff game since 2016's job would be in jeopardy. But why do you think Mike Tomlin badly needs a playoff win?
Because in the court of Steelers public opinion, he's not viewed as the elite coach that he is nationally because he can't win a playoff game.
But, I mean, you don't think his job would be in jeopardy if he did. Didn't, I'm sorry.
No, I don't.
So, like, if they rattled off three wins in a row and they were 9-2 and inexplicably ripped off six losses in a row and finished at 9-8, maybe they make the playoffs, maybe they don't. Is Mike Tomlin's job in jeopardy then?
No, because his job being in jeopardy has nothing to do with whether we are happy with the job he's doing or fans are. Has everything to do with whether the owner is happy. And the owner has stated on numerous occasions that damn near, you know, short of going 1-16 three straight years, Mike Tomlin couldn't do anything to lose the job.
The owner treats him like a surrogate Rooney, Ryan.
The owner treats him like the guy that will decide when he goes out from this job on his own terms, that the owner would never put him to that decision.
Right, so I agree with you guys on that. But what my point is, it really doesn't matter if he wins a playoff game or not for him as an individual.
We're asking people's opinions. Like, does it matter to you? How does your opinion of Mike Tomlin change whether he wins a playoff game or doesn't?
We're talking about his approval rating with fans is really what it comes down to. And his approval rating, I think, right now is higher than it's been in a long time. But all of that comes crashing down if they lose their first playoff game again. And if they win it, then I think a lot of people have to change their opinions on him from where they've been the last few years. Here is one of the queens of the PM team, and that is the great Carolyn Clinton back with us. Hello, Carol.
Hello, guys. For me, he has to not just win a playoff game. He has to not back into the playoffs.
Okay.
It has to be decided that, you know, get through this meat grinder and don't have any of those stupid losses like, you know, New England and the Cardinals last year and even like Dallas this year. And don't just go stumbling in, you know, ass backwards. And then
wasn't there a song called Stumbling In? It was
yes,
like a soft
there was.
Rock song.
Yeah.
But that's how I view it. Not just – and win the game. Don't get obliterated.
Carol, are you coming around on Tomlin this season? Is he beginning to win you over?
Not really. I have to see a lot more.
All right. Thank you, Carol.
I just like that we put her on. She's the queen of our callers. And she just hammers him with a don't stumble in ass backwards to the playoffs. You know what? Jim Rome once said, have a take and don't suck. Carol always has a take and her calls never suck.
She's royalty, okay? It's going to take a lot to impress her.
You imagine her holding like a scepter and like doing like the whole like royal court thing. I don't really care about the back end of the playoffs thing. I guess if they lost like four straight games after being, what, 10-3, that would be a problem for me because then you'd say they left way better seating on the table and a better matchup on the table. It is just so much more about win the playoff game, not even look competitive. You have a quarterback now that appears to be good enough and still has enough left in his tank where you can play any of these big-time quarterback teams in the AFC on even terms.
Adrian in Pittsburgh, who almost died, we made a promo about it and might have been given a tapeworm by Adam Crowley that put him in the hospital, joins us right now. Hello, Adrian.
He's never been in that close a proximity to Crowley because if he was, Crowley'd be twisted into a pretzel.
Correct.
I love you guys, man. You guys
we love
are
you
funny.
Too, Adrian.
What
do you got for us,
yeah.
Adrian?
I was calling about Najee. I had
go
your
ahead.
Back, Pony.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, Najee deserves the money. And let's get this straight, because this station, all six hosts, put this stupid narrative out there that the Steelers showed us that what they thought of them. That's not true. The timing of it was, they were getting money for a big-time move at wide receiver. They thought they were getting IU. That's why they never gave Najee the money. That's why Tomlin came out and said, not the very next day or a week later, that Najee is in his plans for the next season. They haven't given up on the guy.
Now they're going to have to pay him a lot more, Adrian. Now they're going to have to pay him a lot more money. $6.7 million ain't going to cut it anymore. It's going to be more like $10 million if they want to keep him.
Yeah, but you can't give up $6 million whenever you're planning on giving Brandon Ayuk 27, 28. That's the only reason why he didn't get the money. Because nobody in that's why he's still the starter. Nobody thinks Jaylen Warren is better than this guy, unless you're like a host on this. Yeah,
I know, but I know, but we can't say that word. We have to dump that. But thank you, Adrian.
Sorry.
You're okay. We just won't let it happen again. We'll let you go, and you can call back another time. I think if they're going to send him to an extension, it's more like $3 for $30 million now.
The price of the brick went up because somebody is going to sign him for that out there. He's not worth that, and I'm still not jammed up in the slightest that they didn't give him the fifth-year option. Nothing about his play suggested that he deserved the fifth-year option. I don't really think this three-game run should sway people. There will be running backs in the draft that can do a reasonable facsimile of what he is doing, particularly as part of a job share, which I still think is what they ideally want.
I disagree with you on the $6.7 million. You said nothing about what he's done warranted that. If he was in the last year of his contract in 2023 and the option was for the season we're in right now, I would have paid him $6.7 million to come back here. It was giving him money 2 years down the road that I was concerned about when I had never seen him in this offense, and I liked Jaylen Warren more than him.
Jaylen Warren has still, when healthy, proven to be explosive. He's also experiencing injuries for the first time in his career. And this argument that's been made by some people that, well, Najee's been very durable. Daryl in Houston made it to start off the discussion.
You agree with Daryl in Houston.
I think Daryl in Houston's a smart guy. I think most of our callers are smart guys. I think Adrian, even though sometimes he hates my guts, is a smart guy.
How would you rank callers among these four?
Hold on a second. Let me just say this to finish up. I don't think just because he's been durable, there is any guarantee that he will remain durable. All right, Daryl in Houston. Yeah.
Carol and Clinton.
Uh-huh.
Johnny the Barber.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff in South Park.
You said four callers.
Yes. So those, well, actually, you're right. Let's get Carol out of there because she's the queen, and we don't compare her to peons. So Carol's out. Daryl in Houston, Johnny the Barber, Jeff in South Park, and Adrian in Pittsburgh.
Now, am I saying sports caller intelligence or, like, general intelligence? Like, if I needed this, if I was...
Sports caller intelligence.
All right. JTB, JISP, Adrian.
Then Daryl in Houston, who you've been... You usually are raving about his cogent points, and today you've gone out of your way
Here's what's going to happen. I think they're all smart, so I think we're all grading like B students and above. I have to preface this with that because somebody's got to finish last, and that person's going to hate me.
Yep.
That person already does hate me. It's Adrian.
Wow. Oh. The guy almost died, and 2 days later you're putting him dead last on this list?
Oh, man, if he had died, he would have been, literally. You didn't even ask him how he was doing, by the way.
He sounded fine. He was driving.
He sounded fine. Okay. Number three on this list. Now, I love this guy. He's sometimes completely insane.
Well, he's part of our lunatic fringe faction, and that would be Johnny the Barber?
It is JTB. And the reason is, I think Johnny the Barber never tries to show his full measure of intelligence. He sends me texts that say things like the JTB PFF rankings. He comes up with his own proprietary stuff, his own made-up
and
categories.
And lately, he's been on an Austin Bechtold kick.
Yes, he sends me funny Austin Bechtold memes. He did make a jar of pepper-based sauce for me, which was very nice of him. He's very good, natural, growing things.
He said one Austin scored twice the other night. This Austin never scored once.
Correct. And now, this is going to be the anticlimactic thing. When I won the Big Top Fan over at the now-defunct ESPN affiliate in town...
Congratulations on all your success.
They announced who finished runner-up first, and at that point I knew I had won, so it was kind of weird. So I'm actually going to give you number one here, the winner.
Okay.
And whoever I don't name is in second. The winner is Daryl in Houston.
I think Jeff in South Park's got to be proud of the runner-up because some of the demeaning ways you talk to Jeff, I thought you'd have him fourth.
The demeaning ways I talk to Jeff?
And the way you bring up his tweets sometimes in a pejorative way.
A pejorative way?
Yes, very pejorative.
He comes after me.
Well, exactly. And so you fight fire with fire. That's why I'm surprised you didn't
put him
last.
Daryl in Houston always has a calm, measured approach. I think Jeff
Except
in South...
today where you've been...
I just didn't agree with him. I think Jeff in South Park, you know what I think I would have to ding him for if I were being honest? He's blinded by his hatred of Tom Brady so much that it has caused him to get dumped on our show before.
Yes, well, Adrian just got dumped.
Right, that's why Adrian's fourth. Johnny the Barber, miraculously, has he ever been dumped? I think that's the upset of the decade.
Donnie, have you ever had to dump Johnny?
I don't think we have.
I can't think of a time.
I mean, that is a damn miracle that he's called in this many times under the way he usually does, and we haven't dumped him.
No, he's been dumped now that I think about it. He made a comment about the WNBA that we couldn't air.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
So he's gone.
Was that his Johnny or his alter ego, Kim from Aliquippa?
No, that was his Johnny. All right, it's 3:30 on a Thursday. That means it's time for PM Team Power Rankings. Does my voice sound any better?
It sounds worse, actually. Not that the tea might not be helping. You're just talking a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what happens, brother.
What? Any other tips here? I've got cough drops.
Don't talk during the breaks. Like, just your voice is a finite thing.
I think you're just saying
right
that because you don't want to talk to me and have small talk anymore.
I'm usually the one trying to engage in small talk, and you're just staring out into space.
Well, the last break was because I was putting the finishing touches on my power rankings.
They're all up here for me, in that head that very famously loses thoughts as soon as they get uttered.
Jaden Daniels comes to, we go to Washington to play Jaden Daniels. He's having a historic year so far as a rookie.
You might call it, with the Steelers' new coordinator, Mr. Smith goes to Washington, except it's really Landover.
So I have ranked the top five rookie quarterbacks of the last 20 years. Also, as a bonus ranking, top five current Pittsburgh athletes who would make the best president of the United States. Get to that in a second. All right, let's do the quarterbacks. Number five, I have Andrew Luck. That was a two-win team the year before he got there. And they got to 11-5 and lost to the Ravens in the first round, a Baltimore team that went on to win the Super Bowl. One of the things that I, and the stats, he threw a lot of interceptions. But just think about that. They literally went from being the worst team in the NFL to winning double-digit games. And pretty much the entire roster was the same from one year to the next. The only difference was the quarterback.
You know, I've been on like a weird island where I thought Luck was a little overrated, but that is very impressive.
Number four, I put RG3. So I think he was even outshined
better
that first year. It was horrible the way it ended.
He looked like him. He might win MVP. He was that good.
It started when they went to New Orleans and he had a monster game against Drew Brees and company, and they won. And that was when the RPO thing really came into vogue with him and Colin Kaepernick, of all people. And so he looked like he was the future of the position before the knee injuries.
Before the Shanahans ruined him.
Yep. Now, Russell Wilson, actually, as a rookie, went deeper in the playoffs than both of those guys that year, but he did not make my top five. Number three is Jaden Daniels. I look at what Jaden Daniels is doing, and he's still got a lot of games to go here, and he can come crashing down to earth. But he's completing over 70% of his passes. I had to remind myself of this today when I went and really dug into Washington before this game. Look at their offense outside of your boy Terry McLaurin. They got no dudes.
They got Robinson. They got Eckler. They got a stable of backs.
Yeah, but they're just running back by committee. They're nobody special there.
I think Robinson, when he's healthy,
he's okay.
He's a pretty solid football player.
I think Najee's better than he is. You've got Eckler, who was great 3 years ago, not anymore.
Zach Ertz
is 5 years past his prime.
Noah Brown should be a Steeler.
We like Noah Brown, but he isn't really a good number two wide receiver.
They got Olamide Zaccheaus.
The poor man's McCaffrey, Christian's little brother.
McCaffrey. Yeah, no, he's got one dude, and he has maximized that dude through nine games because that dude is on pace for another 1,200 or so yards this season.
So Daniel's three. Two, I have Stroud. Stroud had the best touchdown to interception ratio in the league last year. Lowest interception percentage. Did it with a horse crap offensive line because it was injured besides Tunsil pretty much the entire year. And they blew out Cleveland in the playoffs, and they hung with Baltimore for a half in Baltimore. Most teams go there and get destroyed. So that was really impressive what he did. That's why it's second. But number one's got to be Big Ben.
Jason in Slippery Rock says, right now Pony's voice sounds so ragged, it's as if he spent last night singing at a death metal karaoke night while drinking an entire bottle of Southern Comfort.
Is there... that's so stupid because death metal karaokes don't exist. There is not a bar in Pittsburgh that says, not only is it karaoke night, it's actually death metal karaoke night.
I think Jeff
in
South Park...
Oh, you want to play Hall & Oates? Kiss my ass and leave. You're not allowed
Cannibal
to do that.
Corpse. I think... Man, Southern Comfort. I had one very bad night with Southern Comfort 100 proof in college. It was actually summer break. We were up there. A lady that I had, we had kind of been on and off.
So sometimes you had sex, other times you did not?
We were just an on and off little, you know, I don't even know what you'd call it. It was a college thing, yeah. And she and her friend showed up, and she was dolled up that night and like, oh, it's summer. We don't usually see each other. And I got so blasted off SoCo 100 The last thing I remember is doing a bunch of that, drinking some Natty Light, and then waking up on a couch fully clothed with the British Open on television.
Scale of 1 to 10?
Drunkenness or her attractiveness?
Her, in your opinion.
Somewhere in the 7, 7.5 range.
Ah, congratulations on all your success.
See, I think she would probably have rated me lower. I think she felt like she was slumming it.
Top 5, Luck, RG3, Daniel, Stroud, Big Ben. Honorable mentions.
One quick question about Ben. I do think that he was a very specific product of that era, where these guys might not have been able to handle being hit more like you could, but he wasn't being asked to operate a high-powered, like, pass-heavy game like Stroud was or like Daniels so far is.
Honorable mentions, Herbert, Flacco, and Mayfield for me.
Mayfield, I think, could probably warrant consideration on here.
All right.
I'm surprised by a couple names you left off.
Go ahead.
Big Joe?
I thought, well...
Joe made the AFC title game.
Yeah, I mean, he could have
very
Sanchez. Well been one.
So shouldn't Joe, if he made it all the way to the AFC title game, maybe even be there above, like, everybody else on this list? Because he got further in the playoffs than... Well, no, he didn't. He got to the same spot Ben did.
No, because they carried him like he was at a friggin'... he was...
Were the Steelers not carrying Ben by the end of that year?
By the end, they were, but he was...
He was... Don't
he was
get me wrong.
Up people, buddy.
He was lighting people up early, but he started to flag at the end.
Now, here's someone... The record, the team record wasn't great,
no.
And somebody who I don't normally defend...
Cam Newton?
Cam Newton's rookie year was pretty insane.
Was
I know he threw 17 picks, but he had almost 5,000 total yards.
Yeah, he was pretty awesome.
Dak Prescott...
Wasn't Vic's first year very good?
Matt Ryan, I know that his numbers aren't fantastic, but Matt Ryan turned around a bad team immediately.
13-3.
Pony is two levels of raspiness from sounding like RFK Jr.
Who said that?
Squeezed Juice on Twitter.
Mm. Yeah, those are good points, Donnie. Maybe I F this one
up. Yeah, this list sucked.
I just feel like if I was doing this list or Malzy was doing this list, we would get ripped apart for some of those guys being
I was too busy making fun of them or doing other references
All right.
to SoCo.
Here's my list of the top five Pittsburgh athletes who would make the best president. Number 5, I put Minka. I think he's a no-nonsense guy. I think he would just he'd do the Teddy Roosevelt deal. He'd carry a big stick. I think he'd get people.
He'd get
in line.
Those Rough Riders together like Teddy did.
Yeah, he would have convinced Mexico to build that wall if he were
Minka.
In charge.
Wow,
I think so. He would have said, "You're building it, and you're paying for it."
I'll tell you what, a lot of people would say a good president is one who stays in the background. I haven't noticed Minka making a play in about a year and a half, so he's good in that sense.
Number 4, Sid.
Pretty low from what I thought he would be.
Number 4, Sid.
Okay. Not allowed to be president based on our rules. Wasn't born here.
I was about to curse and need to be dumped, but you're right about that. Too late. I put him on the list and
But that's okay. This isn't we're not taking into account the fact that like these guys can or can't be president.
Number 3,
purely hypothetical.
Russell Wilson. I mean, the guy acts. It's like he pretends whenever he does a press conference like he's actually the president. He's the most political sounding football player I've ever heard. Everything's a politically correct answer.
He really does have the soundbite absolutely mastered. Number 2?
Hayward.
Surprised he wasn't, well, forget it. I think I know who number 1's going to be.
Number 1, Skeens.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
He's got the military background, Mulsey.
So?
Well, that's part
are we,
of the deal.
Are we just putting generals in the Oval Office now?
We look at the generals we've had. They've done all. Ulysses S. Grant did okay for himself.
Eisenhower set a record, 800 rounds of golf in office. That is a hell of a
How
lot
about
of
Andrew
golf.
Jackson? How about Old Hickory?
Wasn't he a crappy president, or was that Andrew Johnson?
You're thinking
really
of Andrew
hated.
Johnson who got impeached.
Yeah, they really hated
Jackson him. Got screwed because of the corrupt bargain.
Oh, that corrupt bargain.
Donnie,
oh,
you know man. About you know about that corrupt
that
bargain.
That damn corrupt
you?
Bargain. Oh,
that put
man.
Him in hot water.
He was bargaining, and then they found out
he
just
got
so much corruption.
He got screwed on the corrupt bargain. That's what got John Quincy Adams in office.
I'll tell you what, anytime you can have a bargain that's that corrupt, you got to just go the other way. Number 5 for me is, in fact, Paul Skeens. You know why? Boring. Just very boring. And I think he wouldn't ruffle feathers. I think he would just be like, here's the agenda. We're going to carry out the agenda.
That was my Minka logic.
This is going to be drama-free.
4?
Number 4 on the list. Again, this guy cannot be president for a variety of reasons. He is very steady and stay at home around chaos. Marcus Pettersson.
Mar- Marcus Pettersson.
He is just.
What the hell are you talking about?
He is just trying to stay at home and take care of his own end. He's not worried about these, you know, fanciful rushes.
He's an isolationist.
He's a bit of an. He's worried about the domestic issues first. He's not
the
getting
heck
lost.
Are you talking about?
He is not getting lost
Marcus
in the foreign
Pettersson.
Policy sauce. He's not. And you know what? Number three, you're gonna laugh. Here's a guy who always gets things done. We want presidents when they say they're going to do something or when they're tasked with something to do it. Chris Boswell.
Oh.
The Wizard of Boz. Number two, Sidney Crosby. Skeens, but even more boring, and I think actually would just, you know, rally people behind him. Number one's Hayward because he's a dad. You got to deal with, like, little kids and, you know, successfully navigate a marriage while being a pro athlete and podcasting. I think Hayward by a mile would be the best one.
Donnie, how close were we to getting that list right?
I think Ponies is probably closer there. The Pettersson one seemed kind of out of left field from Malzy, but I can't jump all over.
I was trying to go off the board instead of just renaming the five names he gave.
How
what
did
if
you
I had
not
said
put Russell Wilson in the top five?
He just I don't know.
I also
he called it Coors Light as an audible. That's like a big faux pas. It's IC Light. Is he going to do well in the campaign trail?
Yes. I started to think of guys who would be like terrible candidates and
George Pickens.
Well,
just so mercurial.
Well, Tristan Jari immediately popped into mind, given how he performs under pressure.
He'd be pressing that red nuclear button on the first day in office.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.